All right, good afternoon, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Colker meeting for our regular scheduled commission meeting. However, it's not on the regular day. Usually we meet on Wednesdays, but we decided with the long weekend in play, we wanted to end a busy week later in the week. We're meeting today at 1:30 to September 2nd. Just wanted to give ourselves a little time in the morning to go through some paperwork, so we'll have the meeting followed by our administration portion of the commission meeting. I don't really have any opening comments, so I'll turn it over to Commissioner Crispin if you have anything.
No opening comments.
Commissioner Fedorchak?
Well, I'm shocked that you aren't going to talk about the big bison victory, but you do have the tie on, so we're covering it there.
Absolutely. We don't want to gloat just yet. Got a few more wins to win.
Gloating is not off the table, though.
At
down
some
the
point
road.
In time, we'll get to that. After our fourth national championship, we'll do that.
Okay. You'd be entitled to then. well, we're off to a busy week. Starting this morning with our discussions with CenturyLink and trying to find out what's going on with some of the customer complaints there and some long-time folks being out of service for long periods of stretches of time. And so that was great. And we're heading, Randy and I, later this week down to Fargo for the hearing of the Surface Transportation Board. I think we've got some good comments to make with them and it's a good opportunity for our state. And then next week we have our reliability hearing as well, or discussion in Fargo. And that's coming together, shaping up pretty well. We've got a great agenda, and I'm looking forward to good participation. So we've got a lot of opportunities in the next week and a half to interact with the public and advocate on their behalf. So looking forward to that.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner. We have several items on consent. I'd move passage of the items on consent.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
The only thing I want to add, Daryl, is just for my colleagues, I know that everybody reviews it, but the item number consent BK2 is just a prima facie case for seven different complaints filed by reservation telephone. Our staff has thoroughly reviewed these, and that's why it's moving today. It's a prima facie case, so they'll... After the vote today, I'm encouraging passage, but then they'll mail it out to the companies and serve it. But one thing when I talked with staff about this case this morning is that my tolerance for the companies to respond in this has been reduced greatly over the last few years, where basically I told staff that 30 days from when they come back to us, if they don't have anything, I want to go ahead and schedule these hearings. Because these things are just laboring on, because we're trying to work with the companies that on both sides of the aisle, which is fine, but they tend to be just pushing our staff, delaying them. So from when we give it to them 30 days from then, if they don't give us back, they either acknowledge or they want a hearing, we're just going to, my opinion, I just want to set these hearings because these things are starting to pile up. So that's kind of where I'm going with that, if that's okay with, just to share my thoughts with you, I guess. So that's my only discussion point on that.
Is there any further discussion? Since none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Thanks, Daryl. I'll move right into BK1. BK1 and BK2 are very similar, but I'll go through the detailed explanation on the first one and the highlights in the second one. So item BK1. I move the commission adopt the order on financial assurance in FPL Energy North Dakota Wind, LLC, Wind Turbine Decommissioning Investigation, case number PU 13-794.
Second.
The background on this that, when the legislature first set it up, it being the rules on wind decommissioning, it basically said that the companies would operate for 10 years without having to do any work on a decommissioning plan. Within the 10th year, the North Dakota Public Service Commission could issue some type of bond or financial assurances. So this past year, we had several wind farms that came into play, and this was one of them. So September of last year, the commission opened an investigation to determine the adequacy of FPL Energy's decommissioning plan for its Edgely 1 wind project and determine whether financial assurance is needed. On January of 2014, FPL filed an updated decommissioning plan and cost estimate. In January of this year, the commission discussed the matter in formal hearing with FPL Energy and staff. In May of this year, we issued a notice of opportunity for hearing, which provided until June 17th for written comments and requests for hearing. We did not receive any requests, but we did, of course, have our informal discussion. a little background on this particular project. FPL estimates it to be a 35-year project life, after which the total cost of decommissioning and restoration is expected to be approximately $2.23 million. One of the things that came out in our discussion about decommissioning costs and is there tends to be a lot of variability in what it might cost one company to the other. And so that number, while I fully accept it, is the right number at this point in time. One of the things that we put in the order later on is that to update this cost of decommissioning, to have a dialogue as time unravels to as we get closer to that decommissioning date to see what the exact cost could be. So it could go up, it could go down, but that's just a point in the, on the map, if you will, at this point in time. FPL reports approximately $0.3 million has been accrued towards satisfaction of its asset retirement obligation. They anticipate approximately another 20 more years of this wind farm. FPL notes that NextEra Energy, which is their parent company, has a most recent bond issue of Baa1 from Moody's, A- from Standard & Poor's, and A1 from Fitch. So that really, I think, set the stage that the way this kind of played out. So the way this order reads today, that FPL Energy proposes to guarantee, they wanted to guarantee that the amount accrued would be sufficient to cover the bond, but we deemed that not to be the case. And consequently, the commission will require a corporate guarantee in the full amount of FPL's energy estimated to be $2.23 million retirement obligation to assure decommissioning. So we're going to require the corporate guarantee. And the way that was laid out is because of their ratings from the different groups that allowed us to take this avenue. This is the first time in the history of the state of North Dakota the commission has ever done this, and it's because this is the first time it's worked through with the 10 years, and this is the first case that has come to this level for the commission. So I think this is a very good first step. Some of the order today requires that within 90 days the FPL shall file the corporate guarantee with the commission. Also, that if there's any changes in the Moody's, Standard & Poor's, or Fitch ratings, that they file that within 90 days and annually. So if there's a change, they got to let us know within 90 days, but also annually they have to let us know what those ratings are. So we've got some collars on there, if you will, that they've got 90 days to make sure they file their corporate guarantee. Every year they'll let us know if there's any changes in the bond ratings or within 90 days of if the change happens. So I guess I'm envisioning if something happens in February, they've got 90 days to respond to us. If something happens, otherwise, at the end of the year, they'll just kind of keep following it with us, so we'll keep a current total on that. And this is, like I said, the first time the commission has done this, so I anticipate there may be changes as we get closer to the commissioning date. There may be other things that come along, how we do with other wind farms, but this, I think, is a very good first step and a very very prudent way of ensuring that at some point in time these wind turbines will come down, so we'll have the resources there to make sure they get taken down, or if, God forbid, you get some type of natural disaster that causes these wind farms to be destroyed, having that corporate guarantee would then allow the resources to disassemble that if that chose to be the case. They could, of course, fix it and put it back in operation. But when we think about decommissioning, I think we tend to think end of life. It could be some other type of event that happens. So I'll be supporting this today, and I think thank Jerry and everyone else for getting it to this point.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion?
I'll just add that I think that the whole process worked really well, and I think I'm very comfortable with the balance we reached here between providing really strong protection for the consumer public and the landowners and everyone around the landowners involved in the wind farms, while also not adding a lot of additional costs and regulatory burdens on the company. So I think it's a nice balance, and I think it provides a good first step moving forward that we can watch closely and see if it needs to be tweaked further, but I expect that this will be a good approach.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Well, you know, I was hoping that we'd have a few more people in the room, actually, and I hope some people are listening. And I'd like to read a quote and at least parts of a quote, and it may sound like I'm off on the wrong piece of work here and talking about a different subject, but I'll bring it together. About 40 years ago, our governor, Art Link, made a speech which made him quite well known, and some partial quotes from it. We do not want to halt progress. We do not plan to be selfish and say North Dakota will not share its energy resource. No, we simply want to ensure the most efficient and environmentally sound method of utilizing our precious coal and weather resources for the benefit of the broadest number of people possible. And when the last bulldozer has pushed the last spoil pile into place and the last patch of barren earth has been seeded to grass or grain, let those who follow and repopulate the land be able to say, our grandparents did their job well, the land is as good and in some cases better than before. Only if they can say this will we be worthy of the rich heritage of our land and its resources. Now, 41 years ago now, very close to this time of year even, they were talking about coal. And North Dakota was way ahead of the curve nationally in adopting strict reclamation laws. But that's not the only reason why we have better reclamation than we had before that. In the 30s, 40s, 50s, in that time frame, they didn't have the technology and the equipment to do the kinds of things that we're able to do now in separating soils and doing all the things we're able to do. But those laws were very important. And it wasn't only Governor Link. You know, he was the governor and gets a lot of the kudos. But one of my predecessors in the state Senate from up in Mercer County area, Robert Strout from Hazen, was very instrumental in working through those new laws. And as a commission, I think it's important to point out the head of our reclamation division, Jim Deutsch, and the team that he's put together over the years. Jim came on board here not even a year after that and has been hugely instrumental in moving the ball forward into the wonderful reclamation program we have for coal now. And also, we need to highlight the work of the coal companies. They got on board with that very early on and oftentimes are leading the way in finding new ways to improve the reclamation and make that land, as Governor Link talked about, as good and in some cases better than before. Okay, now let's jump ahead to where we're at now. We've got over 1,000 of these wind turbines spread around the state and new applications coming in all the time. Do we want to be selfish and say North Dakota will not share its energy resources? No, we don't want to do that. But we want to make sure that that land is as good and in some cases better than before. And I know oftentimes this is sort of diminished. Well, you have power lines all over too, and there's not bonding for that. But these are completely different animal. They're so much larger. And they move. They're not like a power line that just sits there. They're actually spinning and moving. They're illuminated at night because of FAA rules. They change our horizon, not only in the daylight hours, but in the nighttime hours. These aren't something that can be left out there someday when they're no longer necessary. So I think what we are embarking on by enforcing this option that the commission has had, whether or not to impose bonding requirements on these wind turbines, I think what we're embarking on here is as big as what was embarked upon decades ago with the coal industry. I think it's a proud moment for the commission that we're doing this. Brian, you mentioned that this is a first step and there's probably going to be changes made, and I expect so. As we go, hopefully they'll continue to be responsible and deliver us cost estimates for decommissioning that we can find to be usable and credible. If they start lowballing it, you know, at some point we'll be able to see that and no longer be able to take them for their word. And, you know, hard telling how this will evolve over the years, but I'm very pleased that we're making the step to require something to make sure that that land is one day as good and in some cases better than before, and that generations down the line they'll be able to say that we were worthy of the rich heritage of our land and our resources.
Thank you, sir.
Perfect. I won't go through it all again on the second one.
Is there any further discussion? Since none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Thank you, Darrell. Item BK2. I move the Commission adopt the Order on Financial Assurance in FPL Energy's North Dakota Wind 2 LLC Wind Turbine Decommissioning Investigation, case number PU 13-795.
Second.
Very similar to the previous motion, the time frame is almost exactly the same. September of last year, the Commission opened the investigation to determine the adequacy of FPL Energy North Dakota Wind 2 LLC decommissioning plan for the Edgeley 2 Wind Energy Project, whether financial assurances should be needed. The company filed an updated decommissioning plan with us and cost estimate. January 29th, we discussed the matter in an informal hearing. The project life here is a little bit different. They estimate 35 years left in the project life and the decommissioning approximately $1.16 million. I misspoke there. The total life, 35 years project life with approximately 19-20 years left, so it's very similar to the previous case. I got my numbers mixed around there a little bit. The company, FPL's parent, has the Baa1 for Moody's, A-minus Standards and Poor's, and A-minus from Fitch. We find that the company needs to file the corporate guarantee to the full amount of $1.16 million and that they do this within 90 days of this order, that they file annually their any changes to the bond rating or within 90 days of that change, and everything appears to be in order. To Commissioner Christman's comments in the previous one, I certainly do agree with that. The one thing that I think that sticks out different in my mind of the wind in our coal is there was a set of rules set up in place about getting a good picture of what the land looks like before the coal mining started. And that's one of the things that I struggle with right now is it's hard to, when the time comes, it'll be hard to measure how the land was put back to the way it was because there's no requirement to get an actually good setup of what it looks like in the beginning. So that's one thing that I would encourage you and me and all of us, I guess, to have that legislative discussion that if we're going to truly measure that the land goes back to the way it was in the beginning, we've got to know what it looked like in the beginning. And a lot of it is that, this is not major demolishing of hilltops and changing the terrain like you do in coal mining, so you have a general feel for where the land's at, and I think that there's some understanding that it is different, but it is there are some unique differences to what landowners may want when it's said and done. But that's one of the things that I really struggle with when it comes time to decommissioning them, and we'll cross that bridge when we come to it if we're all still sitting here. But trying to get when it comes time to release that corporate guarantee based on the land is back to where it was, I think there'll be some interesting discussions at the commission at that point in time, like as we go to final bond release, when we get to the corporate guarantee release. I think that'll be the next big phase. Well, one of the big phases in this project. So, but in that case, this is certainly in order, and I don't know that I'll still be here 20-some years from now, but this could be a possibility. So, hopefully here 20 days from now. So anyway.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Since none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Just for the record, I would need to serve 33 years more to tie Commissioner Higgins' time frame. So we'll put that as a long-range goal.
Wow.
Think about that, right? All righty. That concludes the two items in my portfolio. Commissioner Christman.
I just have one in my portfolio. I move the commission conditionally approve revision number 33 to surface coal mining permit number NAFK-8405 held by the Falkirk Mining Company to change the post-mining land use on 238 acres from agricultural and other uses to recreation use, and to update other information and mining and reclamation plans in the permit.
Second.
The post-mine land use change is being requested because these lands are part of an agreement where Falkirk and Great River Energy have agreed to transfer land to the North Dakota Department of Transportation to mitigate no-mow restrictions on rights-of-way of highways in McLean County. Legislation was enacted in 2003 that authorizes the DOT to acquire lands to eliminate no-mow areas on those rights-of-way. With the addition of these 230 acres, the Coal Lake Recreation Area will consist of a total of 730 acres of land that will be transferred to the DOT. The land will then be managed by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. While Revision 33 proposes to change the land use on the 230 acres only, 68 acres were actually disturbed by mining, and the remaining acres were undisturbed. Falkirk is currently the surface owner of the 238 acres, but the land will soon be transferred to DOT. This recreation area, and this is a really important point that I made sure that I had clarified, this recreation area will allow free public access for canoeing, camping, hiking, bird watching, and hunting, and will also serve as a wildlife production area. McLean County changed the zoning on these lands from agricultural and industrial to primitive recreational use on July 1st of 2008 already. Lands zoned as primitive recreational use cannot be developed for private purposes. In addition, the lands within the Coal Lake Recreation Area will be assessed and valued the same as other lands in the area for tax purposes, and the Game and Fish Department will make those payments to McLean County. A condition is being attached to the approval of Revision 33 to state that the recreational post-mining land use on the 238 acres will not become effective until Falkirk submits a certified copy of the deed transferring ownership of these lands to the DOT. The land transfer is scheduled to occur on September 18th of this year. These lands will then be eligible for final bond release as recreational use. On September 18th at 2 o'clock, there will be a dedication at the site of the Coal Lake Boat Ramp, which is just a couple, few miles southeast of Underwood, just off of Highway 83. Just so you know, Revision 33 also updates several sections of the permit, including legal and financial, geology, operations, reclamation, and monitoring plans, and other information in response to the Commission's midterm permit review. Falkirk also added some changes to the water management plans for active mining areas during the revision review period. Falkirk submitted affidavits of publication showing that the newspaper notice was published in the McLean County Independent and the Bismarck Tribune for four consecutive weeks. We also notified the appropriate agencies and advisory committee members. No objections to this revision application were received. Our reclamation division has completed its review, and this revision of this revision, and respectfully recommends that it be approved.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I just would thank Jim and Randy and everybody for putting all this together, and just have a note that the legislature set up way back when, with other people's help, of many different uses that we could put this land to work at, and this is one of them. So I think it's a very good way of taking reclaimed land and helping out in other areas. So fully support this project today.
I would just pipe in and say that this is a triple win. It's a win for the ag community and the producers in this area. It's a win for wildlife and wildlife enthusiasts, and it's a win for the public, giving them access to a really nice outdoor resource that belongs to this type of use. And so I think it's a great partnership. I really applaud the industry and the community. This is an example of industry, community working together. And it's really nice to see. So good job, everyone.
Well, I'll just throw in as an aside, it's probably a quadruple win then. It's a win for the auto insurance industry too, because, you know, among the all-time bad ideas, I think, were these no-mow areas where all the wildlife hung out on the edge of the highways. Thus, this is a wonderful thing to be able to get out of that agreement that was made once.
Quadruple win. We'll call that public safety.
Keep our ditches clean and let the wildlife be over away from the road a little bit.
Is there any further discussion?
Well, not to be outdone.
Oh.
Commissioner Fedorchak was talking about the triple win. I was thinking of the Bison's three consecutive national championships. And then when Randy Crispin talked about the quadruple, I'm anticipating January 2015, the next one.
Just couldn't let it go. One meeting.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Anything else, Commissioner?
That concludes my portfolio.
Okay. I have no closing comments. So, Commissioner Fedorchak, anything before we... Commissioner Crispin?
I didn't... really feel pleased. I think we had a historic day here. I feel, as I had talked earlier, really good about the move toward the getting some financial assurances on the wind farms. And I feel real good about what's been done up at the Falkirk Mine in working through this whole process and creating this Coal Lake project. I think it's going to be turn out to be a great thing.
All right, thank you. Just ask anyone out there has any questions. I don't know anybody from the media that usually asks questions here today, but I'll certainly ask. Okay, any problems just closing this and going right into our administrative portion of the meeting? All right, so let's close the formal portion of our meeting.